discuss the meaning of their jewelry and where they got it and why they wear it. Hi, Andrea. So my first question is for you, is how do you describe your jewelry?
So the description of my ring, it's gold with Madonna della Guardia, which in Italian roughly means our mother who guards. The image inside of it is Mother Mary holding baby Jesus, someone on their knees before them on the right, and a sheep next to them on the left. And then around the image is a decorative etching, and on the sides of the band are leaves.
That's really interesting. So what does it mean to you?
To me, this ring means having a piece of history and love that has been passed down from generation to generation. I would love to continue this tradition someday, but for the time being, I wear it and deeply enjoy it.
So where did you get your ring?
So the ring came from Varese Ligure in Italy, which is east of Genoa. My great-grandmother bought it for my grandmother during her visit to see family there. My mother also used to wear it, and then she passed it down to me.
And last question, why do you wear it?
I wear it to feel close with my late relatives, to feel calmer when I am stressed, for formal occasions, and for religious events.
That's a really cool story, Andrea. Thanks for sharing. And now we have Mia here. So, how do you describe your jewelry?
My jewelry is a long necklace with beads on it called mala beads. It has 108 total circular beads made of labradorite, a gemstone that is gray with specks of color. The beads are strung on a bright blue thread with knots in between each bead. There is a blue-gray tassel attached with an extra bead in the center.
That's really cool, Mia. So what does it mean to you?
So my mala beads have a lot of meaning, and I could go on and on, so I'm just going to summarize it. Labradorite is the gemstone it's made out of, and it reminds the person who's wearing it to keep it magical and links them to the spiritual world and basically has them keep their head in the clouds, like reminds them of the cosmos and gives them confidence to go on random adventures and just have fun. The mala beads specifically are used for meditation, and you are usually given a specific mantra, or you choose one yourself, and you repeat the mantra for every single bead over and over again, and there's 108 beads, so it takes a while, and it allows you to reconnect with your intentions and your breath.
That was really interesting. Thanks for sharing. So where did you get your mala beads?
My mom gave me these new beads for Valentine's Day, and I used to wear her old green mala beads that she received on a meditation retreat.
Lastly, why do you wear your mala beads?
I wear my mala beads to ground myself and remind myself to take a step back to relax. They remind me of my mom, and I wear them when I'm most stressed.
These are all really interesting stories. Thanks so much for sharing, Andrea and Mia, and I'll see you next time on Sam's podcast.